भगवते वासुदेवाय
Jaitang Surato Upanga Momo Mandar Mater Gati Matsarva Shapadam Bhuju Radha Madana Mohanu. This is the surrendering process of the author Kaviraj Goswami before beginning to write Chaitanya Charitamrita. He submitted himself to the lotus feet of Madan Mohan. The child, maybe. He is submitting that Radha Madan Mohan, those who have gone to Vrindavan, they have seen the temple of Radha Madan Mohan that was established by Sanatana Goswami, the first disciple of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sanatana Goswami established this Madan Mohan temple, and Rupa Goswami established that Govindaji's temple, and the Jiva Goswami established Radha Damodar temple, Gopal Bhatta Goswami established Radha Raman temple. In this way, in Vrindavan, there are seven temples authorized, established by the Gauriya Sampradaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sampradaya. Later on, many big kings and jamindars, landlords, they also established many temples, big temples. And altogether, there are 5,000 temples in a small city like Vrindavan. And thousands of men go to see the deities in every temple almost every day, and especially during the 4 months, Shravan, Bhadra, Ashin, Kartik, July, August, September, October. So Vrindavan is always crowded by many pilgrims, and anyone who goes there, immediately he feels spiritual consciousness. especially nowadays. So, the Gaudiya Vaishnava, especially, Gaudiya Vaishnava means the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are four Vaishnava Sampradaya. Originally, from Lord Brahma, Brahma Sampradaya, and from Lord Shiva, Rudra Sampradaya, and from Goddess of Fortune, Lakshmi, Sri Sampradaya, and from the Chatushan, four kinds of Sanas, Sanat Kumar, Sananda, like that. So the four Sampradaya is coming from time immemorial. We belong to the Brahma Sampradaya, the Gaudiya Sampradaya. Sampradaya means just like there are political parties, but their aim is to develop the country, nation's interest. Although, just like in your country, there are political parties, democratic parties. What are other parties? Republic. But although they are party, their aim is how to develop the country. Similarly, this Vaishnava Sampradaya, although they appear to be a separate party, but their aim is how to serve Krishna. They don't think the party means some opposite party. No. Everyone has got, for the advanced devotee, to serve the Lord in a particular way, so that the Lord may be more satisfied. That is their intention. Sometimes we also have some parties in the temple. Someone wants to dress the deity in a way, another wants to, of course they are not transgressing the rules and regulations, but still, everyone wants that I shall serve the Lord in this particular way. We cannot change the original rules and regulations, but there is variety. We are not impersonalist. Every person has got to serve the Lord in a particular way, and that is allowed. The center point is Krishna. So although there are parties, if the center point is Krishna, so there is no dissension. It is a competition that my God brother, my God sister is serving in such a way, she is so well versed in this art. Why not try myself to do something? This is variety. That is not this ordinary party strife, if we make Krishna the center. So on the whole, for the Gaudiya Vaishnava, means the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially in Bengal, there are many thousand followers, Bengal and Odisha. They are mainly followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you will find in Vrindavan, Navadvip, many Bengali Vaishnavas, followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are living there. Austerity, following austerity. No very much careful about the bodily maintenance, but they are living, they have practically no income, but still they do not go away from Vrindavan. Similarly, Kaviraj Goswami also took shelter of Vrindavan under the lotus feet of Madan Mohan. Therefore he says, Mat sarvasya padam bhojo. The lotus feet of Madan Mohan is my everything. I have taken shelter of Madan Mohan ji, and that is my everything. That is Vaishnava feeling. They think the lotus feet of Krishna as their only possession. But that is the greatest possession. What this material possession will do? One who has taken possession, at least one who is allowed to take possession of the lotus feet of Madan Mohan, is not very easy thing. If Krishna gives him the facility, Krishna is prepared. How? Simply by service. One can easily become in possession of the lotus feet of the Lord. Shivanmukhi hiju bhado sami vasphurattva. We cannot bring in possession the lotus feet of the Supreme Being. That is not possible. But if we render service, he gives the allowance. Yes, you can be under my shelter of feet. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore teaches us to pray to Krishna just to become one grain of the dust of his lotus feet. Ayi nandatanuja potitam kinkaranga mam bisame bhavamudhau kripaya tavapada pankaja sthita dhulisadisam vichintaya. This should be the prayer to the lotus feet of the Lord, not for any material benefit. That is not a very good idea. We should not approach the Supreme Being some material benefit. Material benefit is already there. Everything is arranged by the Supreme Lord for everyone's necessities of life. There is no question about that. Just like if a person is in the prison house, the prisoner has no problem for his material necessities. The government has arranged already for his eating, sleeping, and if he is sick, medical help, that is not problem. The problem is that he has become criminal by transgressing the laws of the state. Now he should become a very good citizen and come out of the prison house. Then he is happy. Similarly, in this material world, so far our material necessities are concerned, it is already arranged. There is no question of becoming anxious for getting our material necessities. It is already arranged by God. Therefore, Narad Muni says in Srimad Bhagavatam, tasyaiva heta prajiteta kovida na labhate jad bhramatam uparjadha tal labhati dukkha vadanna tasukham कालीन सर्वत्र गभीर रंग सा. नारद मुनि एडवाइसेस थ्रू श्रीमद् भागवतम एंड सेज दैट यू हैव गॉट दिस ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ. नाउ यू हैव नो नेसेसिटी फॉर फाइंडिंग आउट वेर इज योर फूड, वेर इज योर शेल्टर, वेर इज योर सेक्स सेटिस्फैक्शन, वेर इज योर डिफेंस. दिस इज नॉट योर प्रॉब्लम. यू शुड ट्राई फॉर दैट थिंग मीन्स द थिंग व्हिच विल गिव यू रिलीफ फ्रॉम दिस मेटीरियल नेसेसिटीज ऑफ लाइफ. That is the advice. We are mistaken. We are, in this morning walk we saw that such a big nation, but the problem is food problem. Early in the morning at 6 o'clock they are going to work. They are going to work. Why? Now, for finding out the necessities of life. So what is this civilization? Early in the morning, 6 o'clock, according to Vedic civilization, one should rise early in the morning and chant Hare Krishna, perform Mangala Aritri, worship the deity. This is the morning business. But the richest nation of the world, they are going to work at 6:30 for earning that bread. Is it very good progress of life? And the whole day they will have to work, and not only here, everywhere, for earning their daily bread. They have to go 50 miles, 100 miles away from home, and every city in India also the same thing. In Bombay, they are coming 100 miles off and hanging in the daily passenger railway. Very serious condition. And it is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam that a human being in this at the end of the Kali Yuga will have to work. They are already working like an ass, and actually they will have to work like an ass simply to get their bread. The progress will be this, and not only that, the foodstuff, especially the sattvic foodstuff, like fruits and vegetables, milk, rice, wheat, sugar, these things will be not available. Completely stopped. So gradually we shall make such advancement. I have seen practically. I went to Moscow, and at least for us, it was very difficult to live there. There is no rice supply, there is no wheat supply, very rarely, no vegetables, no fruits, some rotten fruits like raspberry. So at least for us it was very difficult. Of course, milk is available there. And flesh, that you can have as much as you like. That is not human life. Human life is here is described. That Kaviraj Goswami is Matsarva Sapadam Bhojo Radha Madana Mohana. Our only asset should be the lotus feet of Krishna, along with Radharani. Madan Mohan, Krishna is so beautiful that he is more attractive than the Cupid, Madan Mohan. Madan means Cupid. Cupid is supposed to be the most beautiful person within the universe. Now Krishna is still more beautiful. Gandharpa koti kamaniya visesa sobham. That is described in the Shastra. And when Krishna was present, we know from the Shastra, from the evidences, that Krishna was attractive to so many gopis. The gopis were the most beautiful women, and Krishna was attractive to them. So just imagine how much beautiful was Krishna. Not only to the gopis, there were 16,108 queens of Krishna. Therefore his name is Krishna. He is attractive to everyone. Jayatang Suruto Panga Mamo. So why he should not be attractive to fallen souls like us? So that is the position of Krishna. Therefore, Kaviraj Goswami, being attracted to Madan Mohan, he is offering his prayer, Jayatang Suruto Panga. Panga, Pangu means lame man. One cannot walk. At least one cannot walk very swiftly. So, Jayatang Suruto Panga, Mama Mandan Mateir Gati. He is placing himself as Mandamati. Mama Mandan Mateir Gati. Manda, this word means bad or slow. So, every one of us in this material world, we are all bad. Because, why bad? Because we accepted this material body. Just like in the prison house, all the prisoners, they are bad. Why? Because they have accepted their home in the prison house. Therefore the conclusion is, they are all bad. Maybe degrees of difference. But they are all bad. Similarly, anyone who is living in this material world, beginning from Lord Brahma down to the small insect or ant, who are struggling in this material world. Manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani karsati. Krishna said that these living entities within this material world, they are my part and parcel, or they are my sons. In another place, he says, Ahangabhijapadapita sarvajoni sukontiya sambhavanti murtayaja tasang mahajjani brahma ahangabhijapadapita. So, Krishna has got relationship with everyone because he is the Supreme Father. And we are all his part and parcel. Just like son, even in this material world, is the part and parcel of the father or the mother. Similarly, we are actually part and parcel of Krishna. And Krishna is Sarvasajya Purna. He is the richest, he is the most famous, is most strong, all-powerful, all-beautiful, everything he has got. And we are sons of that Krishna. So, father's property is enjoyed by the sons. There is no, that is the law. It is not artificial. Then why we are poverty-stricken? Because we are condemned. Condemned. That we should understand. Therefore, everyone, intelligent person, should understand that anyone who is in this material world, he is condemned. It doesn't matter what he is. Therefore, our first business is how to get out of this conditional life in the material world. That is human consciousness. That is Krishna consciousness. So, our business is to take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. That is our first business. Not this is our business, where to find out my food, my bread, and get up early in the morning and running to the office or to the working place. This is not civilization. This is not civilization. Therefore he says that I am a lame man. Mamo mandar gati. I am very slow. So I take shelter of the lotus feet of Madharma. That is our business. The Krishna consciousness movement is teaching all over the world this philosophy that your first and foremost business is to become Krishna conscious. There is no question of so-called economic development, sense gratification. No. These are not important things. There are many missionaries, they open hospitals or similar philanthropic activities, but we never do that. So many friends advised me to open some hospitals, dispensaries. I flatly said that we are not interested in the hospitals. There are so many hospitals. So, people who are interested in hospitals, they can go there. Here is spiritual hospital. The disease is the other hospital. They cannot stop death, but our hospital can stop death.
Hari, Hari.
This is our hospital. We are therefore not interested with this kind of hospital. This hospital is treating the materially affected patient to get out of his four kinds of miseries. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi. One type of disease is to take birth. Another, death. Another, old age. Another, disease. So, we want to stop. This is not our normal condition of life. Because we, living entities, so we are spiritual. Our identity is that we are eternal. It is not that because my body is annihilated, therefore I am finished. Na harnate harnamane sarire. This is the instruction. The living entity, the soul, is not destroyed after the body being destroyed. The body is destroyed, it is being destroyed every moment. From scientific point of view, we are changing our blood corpuscle and another body, like the, what is called, film. One after another picture, one after. And when they are displayed, it appears one. But it is not one. There are so many pictures they are put into the machine, and when they work together, it appears that the man within the picture is moving. Actually, that movement is combination of many pictures. Similarly, we are growing. We are not growing, but we are changing body. Therefore, Krishna says, dehi nasmin yatha dehi kaumara jovanang jara tatha dehantara prapti. We are becoming, we are seeing that my child is growing. It is not growing, it is changing body. Just like the film spool. But because it is displayed in a very scientific way, we are seeing that my child is growing. It is not growing. The actual fact is, the child is a soul, and the soul is changing every minute the body. That is real understanding. Krishna says, authority says, dehi nasmin yatha dehi kaumara jovanang jara tatha dehantara prapti, means accepting another body. So, the child is speaking in one way now, that when he'll get another body, young man's body, he'll speak in a different way. The dog is barking because it has got a different body. And a scientist speaking in a different way because he has got a different body. Similarly, every one of us, because we have got different types of body, according to my desire, we are acting differently. So if we come back again to the spiritual platform, then we will not work differently. We shall work concomitantly. Everyone will agree with everyone. That is spiritual platform. And unless we come to the spiritual platform, we remain on the bodily platform, we shall speak differently. And as soon as we come to the spiritual platform, then we shall speak in one item only, how to serve Krishna. This is the process. So, those who are too much materially affected, their progress is very slow, especially in this age. In this age, the symptoms of the human being is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Prayena alpayayusa. Prayena alpayusa asmin yuge jana mandasa mandamatayo mandabhagya vipadyuta. This is the condition at the present moment. This is called Kali Yuga. The first symptom is our span of life is very short, decreasing. With the advancement of Kali Yuga, our duration of life is decreasing. Everyone knows that. My father lived so many years, my grandfather lived so many years. But it is certain I am not going to live so many years. And then my son is not. Gradually it is reducing. By the end of Kali Yuga, the duration of life from 20 years to 30 years will be considered very, very old age. Very, very old age. If a man is living for 25 years, he will be considered a very grand old man. Yes. That is coming gradually. So, therefore, it is said manda. Manda. Manda means everything bad or everything slow. Duration of life is bad. Then their activities also very bad. All is sinful activities. Manda, sumandha matayo. And if somebody is little anxious to take shelter of somebody for spiritual advancement, then he will accept some bogus thing, sumandamata, some bogus incarnation of God, some bogus yogi, some bogus devite, sumandamata. Will not come to the real. Here it is said that Matsarvasapadam Bhujo Radha Madanamohan. One should take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Instead of taking shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, he will take shelter of the lotus feet of some bogus. They are called mandamatay, manufacturing something new. This is our process of religion. They do not know that religion cannot be manufactured. Religion is eternal. Religion, dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranita. Religion means the law given by God. The God is eternal, therefore His law is eternal. That's how we can manufacture. You cannot manufacture religion. God is eternal and His law is also eternal. Therefore God personally comes and He says that you have manufactured so many religions, but that is not religion. You give it up. You give them up. Sarva dharmān parityajya. Give up all this nonsense. Then what should be my religion? Māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ. That's all. This is eternal religion. Māmekaṁ, only unto me. The religion is very simplified. But still, people are, because mandā samandamatayu, they have got some, nasty ideas. They manufacture different types of religion. Religion is one, that is eternal. God is one, that is eternal. Take anything, like gold. Gold is gold, always gold. And millions of years ago, what was gold, the metal, the same metal is still there. You cannot say, this is Hindu gold, this is Muslim gold, this is Christian gold. Gold is gold. Similarly, God is one. You cannot say, this is Hindu God, this is Muslim God, this is Christian God. God is one and eternal. Therefore, religion is one, eternal. That is Krishna consciousness or God consciousness. God is one, you are also one because you are part and parcel. But you have created your struggle for existence because you are thinking otherwise, without Krishna consciousness. Manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani karsati. Because you have created different types of mind, different types of desires, and you are trying to fulfill it, that is called struggle for existence. Otherwise you are existing eternally. And your consciousness is one. Think of Krishna. But because you are doing not doing that, therefore there is struggle, there is maya. There is maya. Otherwise there is no question of struggling. Everything is there, plain and simple. So, that is Krishna consciousness movement. We are preaching that God is one and to think of God is also one, and to become obedient servant of God, that is also one. Not that you have to become a different servant, I have to become different servant. Everyone is servant, originally. So we accept to serve God, then our religion is there, our fulfillment of desires are there. Therefore the author says, Matsarvasya padam. That is my everything. to take shelter of Radha Madana Mohan, that is my end, everything. I have no other desire. This is Krishna consciousness. Samasita ji padapallamang plavam mahat padang punnam jasumurai bhavam buddhi vatsa padang parang padang 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 jada vipadang nati sam. This is the solution. To take shelter of the padambhujo of Radha Madana, that is the solution of all problems. And for a person who has taken shelter of the lotus feet, samasita ji padapallamam plavam, padapallamam is lotus feet is compared with the lotus flower. The lotus flower has got petals, and the petal is just like in the shape of a boat. Everyone has got this experience. If you take the shelter of this boat, then we can cross over the ocean of material world very easily. You require some boat to cross over some watery span. So, here, if you take one boat and if you want to cross the Pacific Ocean or the Atlantic Ocean, it is very difficult. The boat may not go up to the end. But if you samasita je padapallavam plavam, if you take shelter of the lotus petal boat like, of what is that lotus flower? Samasita ji padapallavam plavam mahat padam punna jaso murari. Murari. Murari means Krishna. If you take shelter of the bow of the lotus feet of Murari, what is that feet? Then mahat padam. Mahat padam means the whole universal creation, the cosmic manifestation is also resting there. It is not only a small thing. Mahatpada, Punna Jaso Murari, and who is famous, very piously. Then what the result? The Bhavambudhi Vatsapadam. Bhavambudhi means the great ocean of material existence. We are struggling here, trying to swim. That becomes vatsapadam. Vatsapadam, vatsa means calf. So, and we have no experience in our country. The calf walks and the hoof makes some hole. And there is some water also. So as it is not difficult to cross that water, similarly, the whole material ocean becomes like that hole of the calf's hoof. In this way, you can cross over this material ocean and go back to home, back to Godhead. Why I shall go there? Because here, padanga padanga jada vipadang. Here, in every state, there is danger. Why shall you live here? Take this boat and go cross the material ocean and go back to home, back to God. This is the philosophy. Therefore, our Kaviraj Goswami is saying, Masarvasya, everything, this is my everything. I take center of it. Thank you very much. There are 9 processes. Diti Varsim is one of them. The first process is to hear. Sarvanam. So this is the beginning. To take shelter of the Lord means to hear about the Lord. Hearing. Then you will understand what is Lord. And Sabanam Kirtanam, then Kirtanam, hearing about the Lord, this is first item. Then chanting the glories of the Lord, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Sabanam Kirtanam Vishnu of Lord Vishnu, not others. In this way, you gradually make advancement. But there are 9 items. Either you execute all the 9 items, or 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. At least follow one, then your life will be successful. So at least follow one means anyone can hear. Just like in this temple, and we have got many temples all over the world, we are giving chance to the people to hear about God. So gradually he will develop. This is first beginning, to hear. It doesn't require education, doesn't require any opulent position, any position. You haven't got to change your position. Please come here and hear about God. That's all.
Sri Prabhupada, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Brahma was praying to Krishna to please protect him because he had associated with so many vicious living entities.
That everything will be cured if you kindly hear. That's all.
So if we're going on Sankirtan or something like that, how can we be sure that that we won't fall down, we won't over-endeavor? How can we be sure that we're not pushing ourselves too much?
You'll feel sure as you make progress. Just like when you're eating hungry, as you feel satisfaction and hunger satisfied, you can know yourself. There is no...
Can we repay you?
You don't require to repay. I am not giving you anything. It is Krishna's property. You repay to Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna and he will repay. Nobody can repay. Therefore, it is better to remain always obliged. That's all. That's all right. Chant.